just talk about what you've seen from Philadelphia's defense through three games?
You know, really fast, physical team. You know, they do a great job of playing really hard. Obviously, a really good defensive front, good front seven. The back end has some playmakers as well. So, you know, just a really well-rounded defense that's playing at a high level right now.
Matt, what's your relationship like with Jim Schwartz, and what was the experience like playing for him?
It was great. You know, I obviously have you know, a lot of respect for him. He was the guy that brought me in here, gave me a chance, stuck with me through some injuries early in my career, and I have a lot of respect for him, not only as just a guy, but as a coach as well. You know, I've played against him a couple times, or at least with Buffalo, and he, you know, always had a nice game plan. He's a really really smart guy that gets his guys to play hard for him.
Does his defense look the same here as it did there?
There's always different nuances. You know, he puts his guys in position to succeed, so his personnel is a little bit different, you know, in Philly than it was in Buffalo, but he's doing a really nice job.
After that Buffalo game, you saw him carried off the field by his players. Do you think this week's personal for him?
I don't know. You know, it doesn't really, you know, mean much to me if it is or if it isn't for him. You know, I'm not playing against him physically on the field, just against the guys that are in uniform. But I'm sure any time you go back and play another opponent that you used to coach for in some capacity, it probably means, you know, a decent amount.
You said you were impressed with the game plan he had against you when he was with Buffalo. What did he try to do to you guys?
You know, I just think he put his guys in position to succeed. And, you know, I wasn't – I didn't play a good enough game for us to get the win that week. But just looking forward to another opportunity to go out there and play.
Matt, you mentioned the aggressive defense that Jim Schwartz brings. How important is it this week to execute the draw plays as well as screens?
You know, I think, you know, whatever play we're running, we need to execute it better than we have been. You know, that's really been the biggest thing, you know, for our offense. When we've been successful, we've executed at a high level, and when we've been unsuccessful for whatever reason, one or another, we've not executed as well. So, you know, it's, no matter what the plays are, what we call, we've got to execute at a high level.
Matt, what has Marvin Jones meant for you, both on the field and maybe even as a leader?
He's done a really nice job coming in here and making some plays. You know, he's been given some opportunities on the outside, and he's made the most of them. And, you know, we're looking for, you know, obviously more of the same.
How was Jim Schwartz able, and the guys there, obviously, able to turn a team that was 0-16 when he got there into a playoff team 3 years later?
It was a lot of hard work, I'll tell you that much. You know, we had to, you know, grind through some tough times and come out on the other side. So, you know, I have a lot of respect for him as far as what he's able to do with this organization, and you know, I enjoy playing for him.
Last year, you kind of put it on the Eagles on Thanksgiving. It's a lot of the same personnel and defense, but different scheme. What are the biggest differences in watching them the last week or so, and you know, how the defense is playing now as opposed to then?
Yeah, I mean, as far as scheme goes, they're very different. You know, I think last year we were able to exploit some matchups, you know, on the outside, and then we ran the ball pretty decent as well. So just looking to execute. Obviously, they're playing at a really high level right now, coming in hot and off of a bye week, so I'm sure they've had a lot of time to look at us.
What do you see when you look at Carson Wentz, Matt?
Haven't watched a ton of it. You know, I've just seen some highlights, so obviously all the highlights I see are good plays. But he's, you know, doing a nice job of not turning the ball over. And when your defense is playing at a high level, you don't turn the ball over. It usually leads to success. But he's making some good plays.
Matt, you were a young quarterback at one point that had to come in and start right away. What were some of the things that you had to overcome, and what would you say was the biggest adjustment for you?
You know, I don't know. It was a long time ago. You know, I think there was a lot of adjustments. A lot of adjustments coming to a new city and all that, dealing with the new coaching staff and you know, a lot of new stuff here in Detroit at that time. You know, he seems like he's handling it really well. Obviously, off to a great start.
Matt, how do you feel about the way your offense has played through four games?
You know, I think we've been, you know, really good at times and not so good at times. And we've got to find a way to be more consistent. You know, it starts with me, and, you know, I've got to find a way to make sure we get in the end zone more than we are.
Matt, how much different is it without Calvin Johnson on the field?
It's different. You know, obviously he's a Hall of Fame type talent, but, you know, we have a lot of talented NFL players too. So we have guys that are making plays for us on a really consistent basis, so that's a positive.
What was Stephen Tolk's presence like in the locker room and with the team there?
I'll tell you, it was great. You know, played with him for quite a few years here and really enjoyed playing with him. A guy that loves the game, you know, physical guy, loves to play the run, and you know, a smart guy. So he was awesome to have around.
In that Thanksgiving game last year, you spoke about it a moment ago, but what clicked for you guys? What was working that afternoon?
You know, I just think we executed. You know, we kind of hit a bunch of different receivers, ran the ball well, made some big plays, but made some key third downs to, you know, on conversions and things of that nature. So we just executed at a really high level. You know, our guys up front did a nice job of keeping the pocket clean, and you know, we threw the ball and caught the ball really well.